There's a family living on the 16th floor of City Hall, a family of peregrine falcons. The Pennsylvania Game Commission's falcon coordinator, Art McMorris, came to ban three newly hatched babies this week. I asked him why the parents would nest on a city building.
Peregrine falcons, as you know, are a state endangered species. They were completely wiped out by DDT in the 1940s and 50s. In North America, they were wiped out east of the Rockies and south of the Arctic, and they have been bred in captivity and turned loose, and that's why we have peregrine falcons today. And so the population is recovering. And before the DDT era, or just in landscapes that aren't heavily affected by humans, they nest on cliff ledges. And to answer your question, why are they nesting in cities? Because humans have created all these great artificial cliffs for them to nest on. That's the way the birds see them. They see the tall buildings or the tall bridges and say, oh, that looks like a cliff. That's a nice place to live. There's lots of food here. Peregrine falcons eat birds, which they catch in midair. And there are plenty of pigeons and starlings and so forth in cities for them to eat. So they've really got everything they need. They've got a tall place to nest, open areas, open skies to fly around and hunt in, lots of food, and they're all set. So actually a large proportion, it's more than 10% of the nesting pairs of peregrine falcons in the entire state are right in the Philadelphia area. So we're very lucky about that.
Yeah. I was just up there looking at them, and the parents are banded also.
Yes, the parents are banded. We do ban the young, as you know, and we did that last week, I guess. Or was
it
early this
week? 2 days ago,
yeah. Yes. It's been a long week. We banned them. That's one of our prime tools for tracking the population as it recovers, and that's how we find out how long, when the band of birds are seen again, and you can read the bands, that's how we find out how long they live, where they go, whether they're nesting, and we can keep track of the productivity of each of them that way by reading their bands. And by reading the bands of the adults, we know that the female fledged from a nest in Tuckahoe River, New Jersey. And the male, this is a new male this year. The previous male is now gone, and he's been replaced by a new male who I banded at the Ben Franklin Bridge in 2011. You can see City Hall Tower and Ben Franklin Bridge from each other, so that guy didn't go very far. Other peregrines will go much longer distances. We've had adults that came from nests in Wisconsin, for example, that came to Pennsylvania to nest. But this guy was probably just hanging around for all those years, waiting for his big chance. And when something happened to the previous male at City Hall, then he said, okay, that's my chance. People ask, do they mate for life? They do, but the truth is, they mate for life with the territory and the nest site, and they will accept an adult of the opposite sex that is also tied to that territory. So they mate with each other for life, but not life plus 5 minutes. When something happens to one of them, then the survivor will readily accept a new mate in the same territory. So that's apparently what happened here. Nobody saw what happened. Nobody saw what happened to the old male, whether he simply died, or whether there was actually a battle and the new one won the battle for the territory. We don't know that, but we do know that the previous male is gone, and we now have the new male that fledged just a short distance away at the Ben Franklin Bridge.
Oh, okay. So how long has the female been there?
She's been there since 2009.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so she's been there for 9 years, and she was, if memory serves, she was a three-year-old when she first showed up.
Okay, and they are the only falcons there. I wondered if there would be like a colony of falcons, but I went up, and no, it's just the two of them and the little chicks.
That's correct. They are the absolute opposite of colonial. They are fiercely territorial and fiercely protective of their nest site. They won't let any other peregrines to nest within a mile of them. And guess what? Ben Franklin is just barely a little over a mile away. So the pair at Ben Franklin and the pair at City Hall, they know all about each other. And so long as they stay on their side of the fence, as it were, so long as they stay in their own backyard, they're fine. But neither one would allow any other falcons to nest closer than a mile from them.